This past month, the CEO of Yahoo, you know what that is, that company? The CEO of Yahoo, Marissa Meyer, touched off a firestorm of debate when she sent out a memo to all employees telling them that they may no longer work from home. I mean, this is an internet company which is very connected. And yet, there was seen a need to be in the office. Now, it touched off a strong debate over this whole issue. And there are people who, because of caring for children or for other reasons, find that working out of home is a better option. However, you know, for better or worse, and this is, I've been listening to some of this debate going over, there is a value in what I would call the water cooler effect. Now, it's interesting, in this one story that I was listening to, that there was a professor in the University of Michigan who confessed that his colleagues got most of their work done during, quote, free food Fridays at the office, saying lunch is the bait and shop talk the byproduct. The sort of workplace dynamic is his area of study. And he said, quote, one of the places we studied, the coffee machine, and this is not the water cooler, I know, but the coffee machine seemed to be the central holy site holding the whole place together. The random interactions that people have there turn out to be potentially quite consequential. I mention this because I think of, you know, the church as a place that has a lot of telecommuters, if you will. My friends, we are more than those who are gathered here on a Sunday morning. There are many who are not with us and yet who are still a part of us. In fact, I might venture to say that part of this is a generational thing. But it's really more than that. I know there are some who are not with us, but who are still very much a part of us for physical reasons. There are some who are not with us also because they are hurting, or they are doubting, or they are struggling, and they can't seem to make it to this water cooler. That's what this is, you know. When we gather together here, this is like God's water cooler that we gather around. But I got to tell you, there are many more water coolers than here, and I'm not just talking about the other churches. There are many water coolers to our fellowship that we need to pay attention to. I mean, for some of us, I was having a conversation with somebody this week who had some pretty good things to say, and emphasizing that the sum total of our church, our experience of church, our life together, is not 2 hours on a Sunday morning. Coming to church is not what, and I, you know, is pastor saying this, is not what church is all about. I mean, it's a very important part of it. But when we leave this place, as I say many times, do we stop being church? No. We are church no matter where we are. And we simply come on this day of all days just to gather around the water cooler. Now, I'm not the only one who's filling up this water cooler, my friends. I gain as much from being at this water cooler with you as you gain from being here. I am blessed immensely by the presence of so many other brothers and sisters here in this place. And I pray, I hope that you discover that blessing also, that you can say amen to that, that this around this water cooler, something happens as we drink from the living water of Christ. something happens. It's not necessarily something that we can put our finger on. And it's not necessarily productivity, though we are in some ways like a company. And so we do need to make sure that we have a mission and a purpose. And some things I am thankful for of late is that some sparks that are actually outside of me, because I have felt some lacking in that spark department in recent years. But God has been bringing some sparks in through some various different persons. And I appreciate that. And I got to tell you, Steve, I appreciate you. And I appreciate somebody else who is not here. And that's Robin Burgess. She told us when she joined us that we would not see her every Sunday. Do you remember hearing that? Because she has a life that is very rich and full, and she periodically comes to this water cooler. But one thing I appreciate about Robin is when I listen to her, when I talk with her, she thinks outside the box. And I got to think outside that box. Do you? I am thankful for all the persons who help us to think outside the box. You know, like I see another Robin back there. You help us to think outside the box. Ed, back in the back, you help us think. I mean, all of us, as we gather around the water cooler, and actually some of the best parts are not what happens in these few moments of worship. And they are but few in the course of a week, are they not? But what some of the most significant stuff happens as you gather, you know, around back there or over there or back there during Sunday school or out in the parking lot and or go out to eat afterwards, or you know what I'm talking about? Serendipity is the word we've often used for things like that. You know that. And you can't buy that. You know, you can't take out your wallet and say, here, give me some of that. It just sort of happens, right? But you got to be thirsty for it. You got to be thirsty. It's okay to be thirsty. Now, we're in an age when sometimes we talk in negative terms about the needy. You know, what such a drain the needy are. But all of us are needy. All of us need so much. And if we're not in touch with our need, if we're not in touch with our hunger, if we're not in touch with our thirst, we're never going to drink. We're never going to eat. And then that gourd, that magic gourd, I know that was touching into, that children's story was touching into an old African parable. But it has links into the gospel. Because Jesus remembered the loaves and fishes. And Jesus said, you know, and these are water cooler words. Jesus said, whenever two or more are, yeah, what? And yeah, I will be there, you know, I will do what you ask as you're talking. You know, it's not necessarily a matter of, okay, we agree on this and so that we automatically can pull the chain on God and God's gonna do. It's more a case of when two or more are gathered and you're talking about kingdom stuff, God is saying, amen. Yes, let's make it happen. Friday night, I was blessed to go out and see the movie Les Mis. How many of you have seen that? Oh, it's at the cheapy movie theater now. That's where I saw it. If you don't know that story, and I got to tell you, there are so many times I tried to read Victor Hugo's book. I could get through Tolstoy's War and Peace, but Les Miserables was just too dense for me. I'd keep trying to pick it up and put it down, and to be honest, that's the first time I caught the whole story. I don't have time to tell you the story. I encourage you to see it. I got to tell you, I was bawling halfway through. But it is a story of grace. I got to tell you, my thirst was quenched as I left that place. God spoke to me in that movie. Got me thinking about maybe we ought to start also a movie club. But just an idea, Steve. Okay, just an idea. Okay, that's all I have to share this morning. But I thought, why don't we bring this time together with a beautiful song? I love this next hymn because it allows us to sing the words of Jesus, the invitation of Jesus to come to the water and to drink. So if you can, rise and let's sing. What's the number? 493. 493.